rain this morning. And again, it is 58 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The ABC News at 6 is sponsored by Scott Industries. Enjoy the benefits of working for them, including unparalleled opportunities for career advancement. And by Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, providing quality service and equipment for all water systems.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Debbie is blamed for 5 deaths as it moves over the southeast as a tropical storm, but the heavy rainfall, the major concerns, with dangerous flash flooding threats for North Florida, Georgia, and the Carolinas. Justin Graney of North Carolina Emergency Management says they're prepared.
A lot of lessons, of course, been learned through our response to Hurricanes Matthew and Florence, and we use those in making life-saving decisions and resource allocation decisions as we move into further on through this week.
Today's expected to be the day Vice President Kamala Harris announces her running mate. Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro is a contender. Harris and her choice will appear at a rally tonight in Philadelphia. Better economic signs today after the Monday sell-off. Japan's Nikkei climbed 11%. Wall Street futures are higher. And Secretary of State Antony Blinken said the U.S. is engaged in around-the-clock diplomacy amid global fears of an escalation in fighting between Israel and Iran. This is ABC News. A 3-year battle for the first black mayor of a small town in Alabama to actually get into town hall is finally over.
The mayor of New Bern, Patrick Braxton, now allowed to take his rightful place in town hall more than 3 years after he was elected. His predecessor, along with a group of white officials, refused to hand over the reign.
It seems like a slap in the face.
Claiming Braxton's victory was invalid. Despite legally winning the election, Braxton was locked out of city hall.
That's ABC's Rihanna Nally. He's now able to take his seat after a court battle. Courts will oversee future elections in the town. And some determined jewelry store burglars near Chicago, where police say they cut through the walls of 3 different businesses at a mall to get to their target. They apparently got away with about $1.5 million worth of jewelry. USA men's basketball team plays its Olympic quarterfinal today against Brazil. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
At Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, they're bringing the old with the new, like Oliver Tractors and Holton Trumpets united. Forget the old rusty notes. They're here to jazz up your water game. So if your well water is feeling a bit out of tune, call the water maestros at Advanced Pump and Well. Don't let your well be a solo act. Visit Advanced Pump and Well, where laughter and water flow freely.
Join the legacy at Scott's Industries, a proud family-owned business for 75 years. They're expanding and looking for dedicated team members. Enjoy competitive wages, benefits, and a $3 per hour night shift bonus. No experience necessary, just bring your enthusiasm. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 810 East Nebraska Street in Muscadet. Or give them a call, 739-3171, to learn more. Scott's Industries, where opportunity meets tradition.
An update on sports is sponsored by the Richland Hospital, where everything they do is all about you. The Brewers open a 3-game series against the Milwaukee Brewers, or I should say against the Atlanta Braves, coming up this evening. Colin Ray scheduled to start for Milwaukee and Bryce Elder for the Braves. The Brewers are on the road until this Friday. Games that were played yesterday, the Mets 6-0 over St. Louis, San Francisco 4, Washington 1, Cincinnati 10-3 over Miami. The Dodgers beat Philadelphia 5-3. In the American League, Boston 9, Kansas City 5, Texas 4-3 over Houston, Oakland 5, and the White Sox 1. Arizona beat Cleveland 7-6, and the Twins stayed hot with a win over the Chicago Cubs 3-0. American gymnast Simone Biles didn't get the golden send-off she hoped. Biles earned silver in the floor exercise finals on Monday after a routine that included a couple of costly steps out of bounds. That's an update on sports today.
Did you know Just one blood donation can help save up to 3 lives. The Richland Hospital and Clinics and Impact Life are hosting our next blood drive on August 15th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Appointments are appreciated but are not required. For more information about how to schedule an appointment, visit the events page on our website, richlandhospital.com. Your donation could save a life.
A high about 76 today, scattered light rain ending by later this morning, sun developing this afternoon, mostly clear tonight, a low of 53 with fog possible, Wednesday sunny to partly cloudy and mild, a high of 78. Scattered clouds Wednesday night, a low of 56, 77 Thursday, Friday isolated light showers possible, partly sunny and cool, and a high of 71. Right now in Richland Center, after the early reading of 63 this morning, 14 one-hundredths of an inch of rain at the radio studios. Yesterday, just over an inch of rain in that severe storm that rolled through later last night. It is 58 degrees today as we get along on our way Tuesday, the 6th of August.
Almost heaven, West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountains, Shenandoah River. Life is old there, older than the trees, younger than the mountains, growing like a breeze. Country roads, take me home.
Country Roads with John Denver, and maybe one of those contributions to the Love Bank in Sextonville right there. Anyway, thank you so much for joining us on WRCO for this Tuesday morning. We have lots of things to tell you about, a recap of some of the severe weather in the area coming up during our 6:30 update today. And regular features, the Brewers getting back to action tonight. We'll have details in sports a little bit later on today. We're getting down to kind of the end of some of the local sporting activities. Church League softball getting into its tournament this week. And a sure sign of the changing times, we have news of when the bowling leagues will be starting for the fall a little bit later on. Well, how can it be, right? 58 at WRCO FM 100.9. This is Bailey Zimmerman.
Well, I was only scared of the devil and her dad. So we parked somewhere we knew they'd never look. And I'd never seen nothing like her, playing with the flame of her mama's lighter. And I wasn't very long before I was hooked. Heaven was a preacher's spot in that first church parking lot. Her hanging on to me like a cross on a roof, you does. Her eyes were blue, the words were red on that half-pack of cigarettes. Chevy, me, her, and the Holy Ghost. Something about us, hell of a rush. Falling in love, lighting up them holy smokes. They run us off, but we come running back. And we pick up where we left off the night before. If we walked in there and you married me, even if we never made it through them old doors. Heaven was a preacher's spot in that first church parking lot. Her hanging on to me like a cross on a roof, you does. The eyes were blue, the words were red on that half-pack of cigarettes. At 17, that's what hallelujah was. Life was heavy in the back of that Chevy. Me, her, and the Holy Ghost. Something about us, hell of a rush. Falling in love, lighting up them holy smoke. Nothing about those nights felt like sinning. Jesus forgives, but I can't forget when. First church parking lot. We'll be right back.
Molly and the Haymakers and Jimmy McCarthy's Truck here on WRCO FM 100.9. You can just kind of picture that truck heading down the highway. And back in my day, it was a little more common to be able to borrow the farm truck, and you'd see a lot of them sitting at school. And sometimes mine would have about a half load of ear corn in the back, or a couple of bags of feed or something. Oh, well, those were the days, right? Anyway, we have some info to get you in the know along the way here today on WRCO. A little bit later on, some chances to win, and I believe it's Quizzy Poo Day. Hopefully the stormy weather, and especially in the Boscobel area, didn't keep old Hank awake, so he'll be all groggy, not very effervescent today later on.
The Shoebox was voted Madison's favorite shoe store, and they have what you need for back-to-school shoes. No one has a better selection of shoes than the Shoebox. With all the latest styles for teachers, coaches, and especially the students, the Shoebox is the place to go. They go the extra mile to bring you great service, proper size and fit, all at a great price. The Shoebox opens 7 days a week in Black Earth. Stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
Get those projects completed this season with QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix from All American Do It Center. Time is everything. It's valuable to you, so why sit there waiting? Instead, that time could be with family, the kids or pets, going to an event, or moving along to the next project. Fence and deck posts, sidewalks and steps, basketball hoops or mailbox posts. Create memories with your children's hand or footprints. So why spend extra time waiting for concrete to dry? Ask for fast-setting concrete mix, the red bag of QuickCrete, at All American Do It Center in Toma, Sparta, and Richland Center.
Hi, Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home. Want to improve your sleep quality? Maybe a mattress with a built-in cooling cover is just what you need from American Bedding that is made right here in Wisconsin. Stop down to our newly remodeled showroom and see why we have quickly become Spring Green's largest mattress dealer. With over a dozen mattresses on display, our expert staff will assist you in finding the perfect mattress to give you a quality night's sleep, located on Highway 14 next to the Ring Brothers.
Hi, this is Bev from Cobison Buses. Being a bus driver and providing safe transportation for our students to and from school is a very rewarding job. I have a great group of drivers, and you can be part of our team. We are currently hiring for part-time trip drivers here in Richland Center, and we also have an option for drivers to travel to our DeForest terminal daily. This can be a 40-hour per week job or part-time. A travel vehicle will be provided, and you get paid from the time you leave the Richland Center terminal. Starting pay in September is $21 per hour with a sign-on bonus of up to $2,400. For questions, call me at 647-4446 or stop by the Richland Center Cobison Terminal off Highway 14 beside TC Auto Works.
WRCO Studio proudly brought to you by the Richland Family Restaurant, your go-to for great music and delicious moments.
Try the coast of Carolina, catch the Outer Banks sunrise. Every day of our lives, find a little spot in Arizona. Decorate the kitchen with a Tex-Mex vibe. From the Sunshine State to the Golden Gate, anywhere you wanna roll out of. But I got another idea, we could kick it right here. Ain't even supper's taken back to the field we had our first day. Find a star we ain't wished on yet. Girl, we just won't find our name spray painted under any other Main Street bridge. If we hit that road in a Winnebago, imagine all the things we'd miss. We can make this hometown home. Keep our roots where they've always grown.
That's Locash on FM 100.9. As we get set for some notes on today, Tech Help Tuesday is held every Tuesday at the Brewer Public Library from 9 until noon. You can get basic help with all apps and devices. Walk-ins are welcome. Appointments can be scheduled by calling the Brewer Public Library at 608-647-6444. There is no charge for this service. And People First Bowling, bowling for people with disabilities, is held each Tuesday from 3 until 5 at the Phoenix Center. Cost to take part, $2 per game. For more information, you can contact 608-604-0633. From our community calendar at WRCO, hope your neighborhood is doing all right. You don't have too many little limbs and branches down today. Here are the Headhunters.
Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug. Make you wanna holla, Idaho. Birds are jumping, don't you know? Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug. Grape wine in a mason jar. Homemade and brought to school by a friend of mine after class. Me and him and this other fool aside that well drank up what's left. Chug-a-lug, so we helped ourselves. First time everything may still ring. Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug. Make you wanna holla, Idaho. Burns your tongue, don't you know? Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug. For a Jana FFV. On a field trip to the farm, me and a friend sneak off behind this big old barn where we uncovered up, covered up moonshine steel. And we thought we'd drink a few, and I swallowed it with a smile. I run 10 miles. Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug. Make you wanna holla, Idaho. Burns your tongue, don't you know? Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug. Jukebox and a sawdust floor. It's something like I ain't never seen. Hey, I'm just going on 15. But with the help of my finagling uncle, I get snuck in. For my first taste of sin, I said, let me have a big old sip. I did a double backflip. Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug. And make you wanna holla, Idaho. Burns your tummy, don't you know? Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug. Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug.
Thank God.
on WRCO Radio. There goes my heart again. We're at 58 degrees at WRCO. News is next.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Community First Bank makes switching easy. Our bankers use switch assistance to help you change over direct deposits, loan payments, bill payees, recurring transfers, and much more. Plus, you'll get more from your checking account relationship. Switch today and experience firsthand how Community First Bank, a local community bank, puts you first.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories, too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
News Time today is sponsored by Court and Main Furniture and Mattress, helping you create the home you can't wait to come home to. Scattered light rain this morning, then sun developing later on, a high of 76. Mostly clear tonight and fog possible, a low of 53. Just over an inch of rain last night, another 14 one-hundredths early on this morning, and it's 58 degrees.
Is it time to buy a new mattress? Many factors can affect the quality of your sleep, and there are no foolproof indicators when you need a new mattress.
Hi, this is Andrea from Court and Main Furniture and Mattress in downtown Richland Center. We've designed the perfect showroom for your sleep needs. Here at Court and Main, our sleep recipe is support, comfort, and durability at a fair price. So stop in and have a look and feel for yourself. Visit Court and Main Furniture and Mattress, located at 172 West Court Street in downtown Richland Center.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Phil Nee. Here is what you need to know. Yesterday evening, strong storms were in southwest Wisconsin, which prompted two tornado warnings and a severe thunderstorm warning starting at 11 o'clock. Mike Jessen, the Director of Emergency Services for Richland County, spoke late last night about the storms.
We initially were aware this morning that we had a high risk for some severe weather this afternoon. Just with the instability of the atmosphere, and like I kind of put on the Facebook page, our atmosphere is about as stable as a newborn giraffe. It was very unpredictable to kind of march out what the weather's going to look like this evening. So we were in communication with National Weather Service in La Crosse, as well as some other area emergency managers throughout the day, kind of watching the system build over the Dakotas, come through Minnesota, and eventually into Wisconsin. We were actively monitoring it in the Emergency Operations Center effective about 6:30 p.m. today, and have been monitoring that ever since. Watching the systems build over in Minnesota is producing quite a few tornadoes. We didn't anticipate the system to super well stay together over the Mississippi River, but it had enough energy in the air to do so. As it moved our way, we were monitoring that one cell kind of to the south there that was spinning up quite a few tornadoes. So that's what eventually caused that tornado warning in southwestern Richland County.
During the storms, there was a report of tornado activity.
As soon as we had a warning, we did actually have a funnel cloud reported just northeast of Boscobel on Highway 60. So far, all we've heard of is some tree branches down. So I've heard of no injuries to people, no damages to homes. That may change when the sunlight comes up in the morning. But if there is somebody that has received some damage or major damage, please give us a call. Let us know at the emergency management office. That would be very helpful to know that information.
That number at emergency management is 608-647-8187. Dueling campaign stops in Eau Claire on Wednesday. Democratic Vice President Kamala Harris, who last week secured enough delegate votes to become her party's presidential nominee, had already scheduled a visit to Eau Claire. On Monday, the Trump-Vance campaign announced that Donald Trump's running mate, Ohio U.S. Senator J.D. Vance, will deliver remarks to the press at Wallard International at 1 o'clock. Wallard is an Eau Claire-based manufacturer of airport ground support equipment. Harris's most recent Wisconsin visit was in Milwaukee on July 24th, just after she became her party's presumptive presidential nominee when President Joe Biden dropped out. Governor Tony Evers and the Department of Natural Resources say the program will provide municipalities with funding to conduct community outreach efforts in support of ongoing or upcoming lead service line replacement projects. According to a 2023 report from the Wisconsin Policy Forum, more than 37,000 such lines have been replaced or disconnected since 2018, more in the last 5 years than the previous two decades. The program's funding comes from the Biden administration's bipartisan infrastructure law, which will provide Wisconsin with more than $900 million to support state environmental loan programs. The Lead Service Line Replacement Community Outreach Grant will begin accepting applications on August 29th. The Northern Lightning Exercise takes place now through Friday and again August 12th through the 16th at Volk Field Air National Base in Juneau County. Military aircraft such as F-35s and F-16s will be operating at supersonic speeds within the Volk military operating area, sometimes above 30,000 feet. When training missions are going on between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m., people may hear sonic booms and other noises associated with the high-speed training. The exercise is part of ongoing military readiness training and aims to improve operational capabilities. Another inmate death at Waupun Correctional Institution. Dodge County Sheriff Dale Schmidt said his office was contacted about the inmate's death around 7:25 Monday morning. An initial investigation revealed a likely suicide. Schmidt said prison staff responded rapidly and appropriately, attempting to save the inmate's life. This is the fifth inmate death at Waupun since June of 2023. Nine people, including former warden Randall Hepp, were arrested earlier this year. They face felony charges stemming from some of those deaths. In Manitowoc County Court, Elijah Vu's mother will have to find a new attorney. Katrina Bauer's lawyer told the court on Monday that there is a conflict of interest working for Bauer and she has to step out of the case. It's not clear what the conflict is. A new attorney has taken Bauer's case, so a planned Wednesday bond hearing is still on the schedule. Bauer is charged with child neglect for her alleged treatment of Elijah in the weeks leading up to his disappearance. Neither Bauer nor her boyfriend Jesse Vang have been charged directly for the disappearance. Wisconsin has its first traces of West Nile virus for the summer. The disease was confirmed in a dead bird found in Chippewa County and a blood donor in Washington County. The human patient is not considered to have an actual case of the virus since symptoms never developed. The disease is not usually harmful to humans, but in rare cases can exhibit a fever, a headache, rashes, all the way to seizures and a coma in extremely rare cases. Since the virus is transmitted by mosquitoes, be sure to remove as many sources of water from your property as you can, where standing water is there, and reduce exposure to the bugs while you are outside. A suspect was arrested following a suspicious person call. The Iowa County Communications Center received a report of a suspect attempting to break into a residential home on Main Street in the village of Highland Sunday morning around 1:35. Iowa County Sheriff's deputies responded to the scene after an investigation. Hunter W. Wiest, 25 of Green Bay, was arrested and charged with disorderly conduct and criminal trespass to a dwelling. Hunter Wiest was booked at the Iowa County Jail, where he was later released. The Richland School District will be hosting super registration today from 1 until 7 at Richland Center High School. All Richland School District students and families are encouraged to attend. Sabrina Ryder is a teacher with the district. She will be on hand to assist in the registration process.
I will be one of the people that help you fill out your registration papers or get signed into Skyward. That seems to be a hitch in the giddy up every year. You have parents that forget their password. You haven't used it all summer. You don't remember how to log in. We just really easily reset your password and get you going on your way. Just have a little patience with us. Sometimes we have a line. We have translators that will help you fill out your paperwork if you need to. We have, I don't know, probably like 30 computer stations set up, and there are about six of us, and we just kind of float around and help you fill out your paperwork, answer questions. It's a really great opportunity to also meet your school principals. They'll be there, and they'll have little tables set up. So if you have a new student to the district, they can put a name to a face. It's really nice.
Super registration will be held from 1 until 7 today at Richland Center High School. And Richland County's 4th Annual National Night Out will be held tonight from 5 until 8 at Kroska Park in Richland Center. This year, live entertainment and lots of activities, including the annual K-9 5K Run Walk, which raises funds for the Richland Center and Richland County K-9 programs. New this year will be an array of food trucks where you can purchase food.
You'll love an A&W Root Beer Float. Made fresh root beer with real cane sugar meets a perfect swirl of creamy vanilla soft serve in our signature frosty mug. Try one today and watch all your worries float away. Only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer. Always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
The forecast for today calls for a high of 76. Some scattered light rain still on the forecast for this morning. Sun developing later today. Mostly clear tonight and fog possible with a low of 53. In Richland Center, yesterday prior to midnight, 1.03, just over an inch of rain in the heavy storm that passed through, and another 14 one-hundredths this morning. Right now it is 58 degrees.
Wilkinson Auctions Muscadet Area Equipment Consignment Auction is Thursday, August 8th at the Muscadet Auction Yard. Some of the highlights include a low hour 2021 Case SR175 skid loader, a John Deere 550C dozer, tons of trailers, including multiple reefer trailers, combines and heads, and grain carts and gravity boxes. New equipment is arriving daily, so check the website or come down to the auction yard to see new pieces. The Muscadet Area Equipment Auction, Thursday, August 8th at the Muscadet Yard. More info at WilkinsonAuctions.com.
Sports Time is sponsored by Simon's Recreation Complex, Richland Center's public indoor swimming pool and fitness center, and by the Homesteader's Store, Southern Wisconsin's tractor experts. Coming up, a look at the local and area scene, details on the Brewers getting back to it as well tonight.
All Cub Cadet mowers are on sale now at the Homesteader's Store. Hi, this is Rick. The sale includes industry-leading Cub Cadet Ultima zero-turn mowers with both lap bar and steering wheel units. The sale includes the quality Enduro Series lawn and garden tractors. They are all on sale, so come and save $150 to $500. See the full line of Cub Cadet products at your mower headquarters, the Homesteader Store, Highway 14 East, or at homesteaderstore.com.
I'm Phil Nee with sports. Viroqua is in the Class A State Legion Tournament at Osseo. They lost last night 12-2 to Lamira and will play this afternoon at 2 against Stratford. It was Viroqua's first loss in the tournament. Football season is officially back. Many schools starting practices today across the state of Wisconsin. Those first scrimmages coming up the weekend of Friday, August 16th, or Saturday, August 17th. The Church League softball tournament gets underway tonight at Richland Center's Kroska Park with games on the East and West Diamond. Three games each Diamond scheduled for tonight. The Brewers get back to action after a day off yesterday. They're at 62-49 coming into the game. Also, the Braves at 60-51 will be the hosts. The pitching probables, Colin Ray at 9-3 with a 3.59 ERA, will face Bryce Elder, who is 2-4 with a 5.67 ERA. The Major League Baseball scoreboard from last night, the Cardinals lost to the Mets 6-0. San Francisco 4-1 over Washington. Cincinnati 10, Miami 3. The Dodgers 5-3 over Philadelphia. In the American League, Boston 9, Kansas City 5. Texas 4-3 over Houston. Oakland 5, the White Sox 1. Interleague play, Arizona 7-6 over Cleveland. And Minnesota beat the Cubs, final score of 3-0. The Badgers have a lot to prove after struggling to a 7-6 record in Coach Luke Fickell's initial season. Wisconsin is rated outside the top 25 in a preseason coaches poll. That poll shows just how strong the schedule is for Fickell's team. Five opponents are ranked: number 3 Oregon, number 5 Alabama, number 9 Penn State, number 23 USC, and number 25 Iowa. The Badgers earned 17 points, and they would have placed them 34th had the poll gone that far. The Packers have released quarterback Jacob Eason less than 2 weeks after he was signed. Eason was brought on board while starting quarterback Jordan Love was still away from practice while his contract was being negotiated. Eason had been taking practice reps between Sean Clifford and Michael Pratt. He was a fourth-round selection by the Colts in the 2020 draft. He had played one game each for the Colts in 2021 and Panthers in 2022. Also in camp, there is a kicking battle going on. Greg Joseph is there and trying for a job against Anders Carlson, who was the Packers kicker last year. Joseph was asked if he mentors Anders.
Stay in my own lane. If he asks me questions, I'm not going to, you know, say no or ignore him. I'll definitely answer. And we, other group gets along really well. We all talk. We all have fun. We all help each other. And, you know, he asks, like, what are my goals? And my goal is to learn something for everyone and to help someone, you know, learn something. So I'm here to teach. You know, here to definitely be a resource and, you know, use them as resources as well and just get better each and every day.
And American gymnast Simone Biles didn't get the golden send-off she hoped. Biles earned silver in the floor exercise finals on Monday after a routine that included a couple of costly steps out of bounds. I'm Phil Nee with an update on Tuesday Morning Sports. What do you get with a membership to Simon's Recreation Complex? Warm indoor pool, relaxing hot tub, steamy sauna, racquetball, exercise classes, exercise equipment, strength equipment, and lots of help from new friends. Exercise when it works best for you. Simon's Recreation Complex exercise rooms are available to members 24/7 with a keyless entry device. Would you like to learn how to swim or learn how to swim better? Simon's is offering classes or private lessons for adults and children. Call today, 608-647-8522. Visit in person or visit online at simonsrec.com. Let Simon's Recreation Complex and Richland Center be your partner in change. Remember, you provide the commitment to fitness, and Simon's has the means to make it happen.
100.9 WRCO.
Yeah, baby, let's go.
My baby always told me, boy, just be yourself. The way the good Lord made you, can't nobody else quite do like you do. Stay the way you stay, that's something to be proud of at the end of every day. So I'm gonna keep a country like the radio. If you wanna know me, all you need to know is I like sitting in the trees, waiting on a deer, chilling on a
That's right. Yeah.
I still go to DQ just to get a dip cone. I go out to Bass Pro, yeah, cause that's my second home. People call me backwoods. I just tell them thank you. Cover up my tattoo, something that I can't do. I'ma be myself just the way that I was raised. I don't see a problem, probably never gonna change. I like sitting in the trees, waiting on a deer, chilling on a riverbank, killing cold beer. When I get a truck, I just jack it up, find myself a mud hole, go and get it stuck. Hip toeing camo, that's just how it is. But I ain't trying to hide, what you see is what you get, what you see is what you get. Killing cold beer. When I get a truck, I just jack it up. Find myself a mud hole, go and get stuck. Head to toe in camo, it's just how it is. But I ain't trying to hide. What you see is what you get. What you see is what you get.
Yeah, that's right.
had eyes like diamonds, and they caught the light. Oh, but they were dark and deeper than the night. But when she'd smile, out came the sun. And there ain't no more where that came from. She had a dress that swayed all around her knees, and a voice as soft as a summer breeze. A touch that told me I was the one. And there ain't no more where that came from. I must have said to myself there might be somebody else out there somewhere. I must have said to myself it's a great big world of girls are everywhere.
That's a 2024 release from Randy Travis on WRCO, and more where that came from. 58 degrees at WRCO, 9 minutes before the hour of 7 o'clock. Henry Bray said he didn't sleep well. Hopefully he makes it easy on me on the quiz. He's not too grumpy today. We'll find out a little bit later on this morning here on WRCO Radio. We'll talk a little history later on. Got some fun stuff planned as we move on and get into a little deeper on this, the 6th of August. Also looking forward to National Night Out in Richland Center, and we'll be out there playing a few tunes. In between, the real artist, Donnie Razik, will be at National Night Out tonight. It gets underway at 5 o'clock tonight at Richland Center's Kroska Park. You can find it there. It's actually, we'll be at the Veterans Pavilion. So easy to find, easy to spot. And there'll be all kinds of gear out there, fire and EMS equipment, and food trucks. Probably that's the other place you'll find me tonight.
When you're on the move, your convenience stop is Richland Mobile Mart. Start the day with fresh coffee, donuts, and delicious breakfast sandwiches. Make mealtime easy with take-and-bake deli fresh pizzas, kitchen fresh sandwiches, salads, cookies, and so much more. The Mobile Mart also has all your favorite beer, wine, and liquors. Plus, touch-free automatic and self-serve car washes, too, at Richland Mobile Mart, Highway 14 on Richland Center's west side.
Here is Andy Hipsch for Equity Livestock.
We had 392 head today, 24 head of fat cow today. High yielding choice Holstein steers, 167 to 177. Choice Holstein steers, 156 to 166. And select unfinished steers and heifers, 155 and down. 77 head of slaughter cows today. The top 20% bring 122 to 140. The middle 60, 90 to $1.21. And the bottom 20%, 89 and down. Two bulls day, most bulls, 154 and down. 283 calves day. The top 80% Holstein bull calves bring 500 to 700. Quality Holstein heifer calves 300 and down. quality beef calves 300 to 880, and the light pork quality calves 110 and down. Prices are a little down on the calves due to the heat. If you, next feeder sale is on Thursday. If you have any questions or consignments, feel free to call the barn at 647-6151 or Andy at 434-4023. This has been Andy Hipsch from Equity Livestock. Have a great week.
Since 1974, Templin AgroBuilders has been at your service for barn remodeling, machine sheds, calf or young cattle housing, garages, and homes. Talk with Templin AgroBuilder soon at 585-3101. The Templin crew builds the finest pool buildings for farm, commercial, and home, plus siding, roofing, and cement work. Get it done right and get it done local. Call 585-3101 for a free estimate. Templin AgroBuilders, ready to go to work for you.
Hey neighbor, have you ever heard of Bug Tussle? No?
Well, listen up.
Bug Tussle Internet is a Wisconsin-based internet provider that's committed to providing internet to many of our rural areas. Yes, Bug Tussle. What a great name and a great price for internet, starting at just $45 per month. But hurry, this offer ends September 30th. Get details now at btussle.com. That's btussel.com. Your neighbor has Bug Tussle. You should too.
5 minutes before 7 o'clock, and right around the bend today, our ABC News update at the top of the hour. Here's Charlie Pride.
Standing on the mountain looking down on a city. The way I feel is a doggone pity. Teardrops are falling down the mountainside. Many times I've been here and many times I cried. We used to so happy when we were in love, high on a mountain of love. Night after night I've been standing here alone, weeping my heart out till cold gray dawn, praying that you're lonely and you come here too, hoping just by chance that I get a glimpse of you. Trying hard to find you somewhere, love, high on a mountain of love.
And the Mound of Love, Charlie Pride on WRCO FM 100.9 Country and Community. Here is the latest from Kenny Chesney.
Drove from Knoxville to Myrtle Beach, 7 buddies and an old RV, beer cooler and no AC, just to say we did. That night we climbed up Chimney Rock, knowing it was a real long drop. 3, 2, 1, we jumped off, just to say we did. Never had no rhyme or reason why. It just seemed like the thing to do at the time.
just to say we did, just to feel alive, to take a leap of faith, feel that kind of high. Tonight let's turn it up, fall in love, wild and catch enough buzz to just ride them crazy horses running through our head, just to say we did.
She said I'd never seen the Vegas lights, spun the wheel, or rolled the dice, we doubled down on a crazy night, just to say we did. We didn't have no rhyme or reason why. It just seemed like the thing to do at the time. Just to say we did, just to feel alive, to take a leap of faith, to feel that kind of high. Tonight let's turn it up, fall in love, wild and catch enough buzz to just ride them crazy horses running through our head. Just to say we did, just to say we did. Let's raise our hands up to the sky. Stay on this roller coaster ride. Just to say we did, just to feel alive. Let's take a leap of faith to feel that kind of high. Tonight let's turn it up.